Welcome to Sunday Morning Public Affairs. I'm Radar. I do the morning show on 99.1 The Mix on weekday mornings. You're also listening to Public Affairs on our sister stations right down the hall from us. We have Kiss FM, that's 103.7, AM 1250, The Fan, and also Hot 105.7. You can also listen on the Odyssey app right on your smartphone. So if you're listening to this in your house or in your car, on the radio, and you don't want to miss any of it, well, just open up that Odyssey app and you won't miss anything. You can take The Mix and all the other stations with you right on your phone. Today's guest is someone who's been on Public Affairs before. We've chatted with her, and we love talking to Linda Kohler, the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. Linda, you're going to be talking about a tasty way to help support literacy skills of thousands of urban elementary students across Milwaukee, Racine, and Waukesha. But tell us a little bit about Sharp Literacy. Give us a little bit of background.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. So actually, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, which is just in itself incredible. But our mission is we partner with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our innovative, STEAM-based interactive programming. So we are an urban literacy program. We're an in-school program. We're an year-round program. Currently, we're in our academic year program, and this year we're in 49 schools throughout Milwaukee, Waukesha County, and Racine. We'll serve over almost 9,000 students this year, which is an increase from the last couple of years. And we serve a diverse population. Our demographics are we're about 90% of our students are of color. So about 45% of our students are Hispanic, and then we have the other 45% Black, and we have an Asian population, so very diverse. And about 80% of the students we serve are, come from some underserved areas. They qualify for the free or reduced lunch program. So it's kids that really need us. And obviously with the learning disruptions of COVID, these kids are, they're behind, and, the opportunity gap just continues to widen. And our goal is to shrink that gap in a very unique way by providing, just a really awesome program that teaches the kids all about STEAM concepts and, from K-3 to fifth grade. We teach them coding. They learn all about computer science. In the upper elementary and lower, they're learning all about algorithms and looping and communities and salmons and water cycles and but in a very unique way.
Wait a minute, you're teaching them about computers? Because those kids are pretty young. They know computers better than the adults, so are they teaching you?
Exactly. But yeah, just the things that we're doing with them in the third, fourth, and fifth grade are just amazing, from, learning, coding and that language. Yeah. And Gearbox, and we're working. We have a strong relation with MSOE, and it's amazing what these kids learn, and it's interactive and engaging is what what it's all about.
And does the SHARP stand for anything? The letters.
It did. Okay. It was. We don't use it anymore because we've evolved. First started, 25 years ago, we were really just an art program. So with Student Historical Art Resource Program. And now that, we're still, we integrate the arts into our program, but we've added so instead of STEM, we call it STEAM. So science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So again, the A is a big A in STEAM.
Yeah, definitely. And, why change the name SHARP? I mean, everybody's familiar with it. And if you're not, well, Linda just gave you some great background there and the great work that SHARP Literacy does for the kids in the community. And like you said, it's very diverse, the population of kids that you are helping out. And in order to be helped, there has to be fundraisers and that money used to help those kids. So we're talking about SHARP Unwrapped, Waukesha Edition. This is a popular fundraising event that you've hosted in Milwaukee for years. This year it's in Waukesha. That's why it's called SHARP Unwrapped Waukesha Edition. When and where is this fundraiser taking place?
Yeah, this is our first year of doing it in Waukesha, and we really wanted to bring some visibility to the Waukesha area because we are continuing to expand in Waukesha. This is our fourth year, and we're in the Waukesha Public Schools as well as one of the charter schools in Waukesha, La Casa de Esperanza. So just to bring some visibility and raise some money so we can continue to expand our program in Waukesha. So, yes, Sunday, February 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Magellan's on State Street in Waukesha. And it's going to be a great time. I think it's a perfect time of year. The Super Bowl's over. March Madness isn't starting yet. Just a good thing to do on a Sunday and a tasty thing to do. We have some 5 awesome chefs that will be stepping up to help us, and the event challenged their creativity. We partner with McDonald's, and who has been just a great partner of ours for many years, not only with Unwrapped but other reading programs and so forth. Where the chefs, we have 5 great chefs, and they create really awesome, entrees or desserts, whatever it may be, using McDonald's ingredients. Oh. And a kind of a little bit of a twist this year is that we've also partnered with Terrapin Beer, and they have to use Terrapin Coffee oatmeal stout in their dishes. So. I have a couple of the dishes that the chefs will be making.
Oh, yeah. What kind of food are we talking about? Now, you said McDonald's food and stuff, and they're going to have to kind of infuse this with that oatmeal kind of beer?
Yeah, the oatmeal, the coffee oatmeal stout. So, for example, Albany's Roadhouse in Waukesha.
That's one of them. Okay.
Yep, they're doing a seared chicken breast patty with beer-infused mushroom reduction sauce over creamy mashed potatoes.
Okay, so that sounds really good. Okay, you had me at that one, but you said there's other chefs and other restaurants also included.
Club 400 is also in downtown Waukesha. They're doing kind of a twist on the classic dinner patty melt with sweet caramelized onions on toasted rye.
Holy cow.
I know. And again, these are all using, mostly McDonald's ingredients.
Yeah.
We have Daybreak Prime Meats and Deli. They're doing a savory Billy Mac prime steak burger with beer-infused homemade mac sauce.
Okay, so that's like a mac and cheese with like prime steak burger in it. Okay.
Yep. And then Foolery's, they're doing something that just is, and I live over by Foolery's, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's a luscious Pain Perdue with salted caramel gelato and wake and bake coffee oatmeal imperial stout.
I love that wake and bake coffee oatmeal imperial stout caramel sauce. You said
sauce, yeah. So that's 4 of them, and we're just Magellan's actually where we're hosting it, and they're hosting it. And they've been fabulous. They're doing more of the chicken. So they're doing a hickory smoked chicken and savory sausage barbecue bonanza pizza.
Oh, this is such a great idea for a fundraiser to have these restaurants and chefs get together using the same ingredients, like you said, the food from McDonald's, and putting their own twist on it. It's going to be so exciting. And again, we are talking with Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. And it's all about the Unwrapped Waukesha edition. Sharp Literacy Unwrapped Waukesha edition. February 27th happens at Magellan's on Main Street in Waukesha. Starts at 1 o'clock. Linda, how can people who want to attend, how can they get tickets? And what else is all going on that day?
Sure. Tickets, and it's only $50 a person. So that's pretty inexpensive to support a great organization.
Absolutely.
And they'll be able to get tickets either on our website, which is sharpliteracy.org, or a little bit more complicated is Waukesha22givesmart.com. But it's just easy to go on our website and right to on the top of our homepage, you'll see where they can click on and buy tickets. And then if you're not able to attend, you can certainly, donate. And we have a raffle going on with all kinds of awesome raffle items from baskets, Bloody Mary baskets, baskets, the very famous old fashions and sports stuff. Carroll University is a big supporter of ours. They're doing some stuff with a basketball camp with Coach Combs and all kinds of awesome raffle items.
It's awesome that you have all the community partnerships come together for Sharp Literacy, and this is Sharp Literacy's Waukesha, Unwrapped Waukesha Edition. Talking to Linda Kohler, President and CEO of Sharp Literacy. That it sounds like it's going to be a fun night with all those, or a fun afternoon, I should say, with all those restaurants, February 27th at Magellan's on Main Street in Waukesha. Fundraiser, obviously, for the kids and also for literacy and everything else that you're involved in and helping the kids out. Really hope that the proceeds for this are going to really help kids. Like we said, in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine areas is what Sharp Literacy helps. But it's kind of interesting and nice that you're trying to branch out and going out towards the Waukesha area. So that's pretty cool. Now, when guests do buy tickets and they can take part, they get to try all the samples of foods that you ran through, right, from all the restaurants?
Yes, they do. And there'll be beverages there for them to enjoy. Yeah, and as much as you want. So if there's a particular dish that you like and you want to get seconds or thirds or fourths, that's not a problem at all. There'll be more than enough food for everyone, and seconds and thirds are encouraged.
And we'll also stay on the food bandwagon. And you're asking guests to bring non-perishable food item to the event, and that goes where?
Yep, that goes to the Waukesha Food Pantry. And it's been it's been pretty tough times for Waukesha, you know, since the parade incident, and anything that we can do to help support them as well. And they were on the parade route, Magellan. So it's just nice to be able to get there and help them out a little bit as well.
I was going to ask you, because I'm not familiar with where Magellan's is. I've heard about it, but on State Street right there. But they were on the parade route, and it's so nice to have the community come together once again as a form of healing. I know that your fundraiser is for the kids and through the Sharp Literacy Program. But it's also nice to see the community come together and continue that healing, especially when you're hanging out at Magellan's on State Street. Again, we're talking with Linda Kohler, President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, and you have helped out so many kids in the Milwaukee area. But being out in Waukesha, was there a reason why you decided to go out to Waukesha again? Let everybody know why you chose Waukesha.
Yeah, I live out in Waukesha County, and I saw the need for a program like ours, and they really don't have the opportunities that a lot of the Milwaukee, kids do. So had a great conversation, met with the school district of Waukesha, and, wanted to make sure that we were a good fit for them and they were a good fit for us, and the rest is history. So we want to continue to expand. The demographics in Waukesha are similar to what they are in Milwaukee. Same thing with, underserved, a lot of underserved population in the Waukesha schools. So just wanted to give kids in Waukesha the same opportunities that we give our kids in Milwaukee and Racine.
And thank you for everyone joining us on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Once again, I'm Radar from 99.1 The Mix, and Linda Kohler is President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, talking about the Sharp Literacy Unwrapped Waukesha Edition. This event happens February 27th at Magellan's in Waukesha. We'll run through the info for you once again. You're probably wondering, what if you're just tuning in and just joining us, what is this Unwrapped all about? It's all about food, and Linda has mentioned that there's participating restaurants and their chefs and their dishes. They're going to make some food, and it's almost kind of like those cooking shows, almost like Chopped, where they're bringing in the food from McDonald's, and these chefs have to create their own, kind of put their own spin on the food.
Right, right. And then with the addition of the terrapin oatmeal stout beer, I think is it. And if people don't worry, they're not going to be infused with all kinds of beer or anything like that. But a little bit of twist on it, and it's been really fun to meet with the chefs and, have their creativity. And it's fun for them because they can do something that's a little bit more creative than what they do, day in and day out. So they really embrace this and actually had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and tickets are only $50 per person, but this is 3 hours of food you can try. Plus, there's also the chance at some baskets, some raffles, and just another way to help raise money for Sharp Literacy. Again, it's the Waukesha edition. And the restaurants that are there, you know, we want to give them a shout out because they're giving up their time just for this event. And it's all for charity. So it's so nice that they're doing that, especially Magellan's, who are hosting, and they've got a hickory smoked chicken and savory sausage barbecue bonanza pizza. So if you're in the mood for pizza, you can grab that. Linda, talk about fooleries again, because for people who are just joining us, if they're saying, what kind of food's going to be there, this is kind of the place you live close to. What is the dish that they're offering up? Now, again, they're using McDonald's food to make their dish.
Exactly. Fooleries is there our sweet the sweet dish. So they're doing a luscious pain perdue with salted caramel gelato, and a wake and bake coffee oatmeal imperial stout caramel sauce. So I mean, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
It just sounds delicious, and you know, with the caramel sauce and the gelato, it's all those tastes are going to just be, you know, together will be awesome.
And shout out to the Daybreak Prime Meats and Deli. Of course, they're going to be there too. That's a mac and cheese that they're making, a savory Billy Mac Prime Steak Burger?
Steak Burger. Billy Mac Prime Steak Burger with beer-infused homemade mac sauce. So probably something like a Big Mac.
Okay.
That one sounds good. And then the classic patty melt with sweet caramelized onions on a toasted rye bread. That's Club 400 in Waukesha. Albanese's, one of my favorite Italian restaurants. Seared chicken breast patty with beer-infused mushroom reduction sauce over creamy mashed potatoes. And then Magellan's, where the event is being held, they're doing a hickory smoked chicken and savory sausage barbecue bonanza pizza.
And it sounds like a great afternoon of food and fun. Are the chefs and these restaurants making the food right there in front of everybody?
No, they're going to make it that morning, and then they'll bring it, and then they'll assemble it. There'll be different stations.
Okay.
So the attendees can walk around, and they'll be bite-sized, you know, a little bit bigger than that. So that's where, you know, you can taste it. And if there's something, again, that you really like, you know, go back.
And for only $50 a person, you can take part in this. It's basically an afternoon of food and fun, but it's all for Sharp Literacy, the Unwrapped Waukesha edition. And again, you can get your tickets online. Linda, is that right? Can you give us those websites again?
Absolutely. The easiest would be sharpliteracy.org. And if you go to the top of our homepage, you'll see a little button that just click there to buy tickets, or Waukesha22givesmart.com will take you right there as well.
And are you expecting a big crowd? I mean, how many people can attend this fundraiser?
Yeah, we're looking, because it is a smaller venue, we're looking at over 100. So
okay.
we're you know, right now we're probably about three quarters of the way there, so we'd love to get to 100 plus.
All right, so you still have time to buy your tickets and head out to Sharp Literacy's Unwrapped Waukesha edition. It's all for Sharp Literacy. This fundraiser, Linda Kohler, President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, thanks for joining us. Again, the event is Sunday, February 27th, 1 until 4 p.m. in the afternoon at Magellan's in Waukesha, and there's going to be five different restaurants.
Five.
Yeah,
yep.
Five different restaurants making food for you using McDonald's ingredients. And it sounds like these dishes they've created are pretty awesome. $50 a person, that's it. So make it an afternoon. Help the kids out and really help out those who are in need and those who are underserved and underprivileged kids that really could use your help. Linda Kohler, thank you so much once again for joining us for Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you, Radar. Really appreciate it.